Hi, I'm Arish Shah, host of the Nothing Ventured podcast. As a CFO that has operated in the startup and scale-up ecosystem for the last decade, and as a founder myself, I found it absolutely essential to learn from those that have come before me. So this podcast is an exploration of the people, the characters, the stories, and the narratives that make the venture ecosystem go round. From emerging fund managers to established VCs, from angel investors to founders, I chat to people that make the tech ecosystem thrive. Please remember to like, rate, and subscribe to the podcast because it really helps with our discoverability. And in the meantime, I hope you enjoy the pod. In today's episode, I spoke to Alexander Mann. Alex is a partner at TimeChain, a VC fund focused on Bitcoin that exists to redress the widening funding gap between Bitcoin infrastructure projects and the wider crypto ecosystem. In this episode, we talked about the fact that the blockchain was truly established in 1991, why Bitcoin provides private property rights, how gold cannot move at the speed of information, and what is the future for currency in nation states? Let's get straight into it. Alex, great to have you here on the show with me today. Really looking forward to getting into this. You're really the first investor that we've had on the show with a very, very clear crypto stroke Bitcoin focus. And I know we're going to unpack a bit of that. So welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Excellent. So we're going to start off with a bit of a quick fire so our audience can get to know you a little bit better. What was your first job?
My first job was BlackRock. Global fixed income group. I was interning there for about 3 months.
Amazing. And what did you do directly before getting into venture?
Before venture, so after BlackRock, I didn't really enjoy it very much. So I moved to Latin America and I worked for a tech company out there that was the equivalent of Amazon. Amazon didn't exist at the time. So yep. I was there for about 2 years. Ended up working directly for somebody who essentially became one of Mexico's richest men. I didn't realize quite how good he was at the time, but then I came back to London and built a business in London and then moved into the venture side.
Amazing. And what was it that triggered that move into venture?
I actually had no aspiration to be in venture capital whatsoever. I never enjoyed my experiences with venture capital when I was raising money for my companies. But I met some guys who were building a venture capital fund and they were great guys. And there were very few VCs in London who had direct operational experience. Mm. This was 6 or 7 years ago.
Well, I'd argue still today, pretty similar. Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably true. British universities tend to push people into banking, consulting, or law, right? So I thought maybe there's a bit of value to add, and I only intended to do it for a little while, but ended up staying for 6 or 7 years.
Okay. And so what would you have been doing if you weren't an investor?
Probably building a company. I think something in the space I'm working in now. Uh-huh. But yeah, probably on the operational side of actually building a company.
Yeah. Okay. Amazing. And so let's talk a little bit about TimeChain. What are the sort of funds under management? What stages you invest in? What sectors? Presumably Bitcoin. We're going to delve into what that means a little bit further as well. And what geographies?
Yeah. So TimeChain has a global remit. We invest pretty much anywhere on the planet that's in a company that's building on top of Bitcoin infrastructure. Funds under management, TimeChain is part of a broader group called Concentric, manages mm-hmm. about 150, maybe $200 million, mm-hmm. something like that, in that range. It's a very specific, particular thesis. Yeah. I guess the point about venture is that you're looking for asymmetric upside. And so in our view, this is kind of the definition of an asymmetric opportunity.
Yeah, so moving away from sort of generalist into a very, very specific kind of focused fund. And in terms of kind of check size and stages that you deploy at?
We will do anything from pre-seed to Series A, sometimes Series B if we're very comfortable or we're very excited by the business, anywhere from 100K to 3 million euros, I'd say.
Amazing. And if you were to think about three ventures, either inside or outside the portfolio that you're really excited about at the moment, what would they be?
They're probably going to be all inside the portfolio. They're all applying Bitcoin to particular use cases that I guess we'll unpack during the course of this podcast. The first one would be BVNK. It uses Bitcoin as a cross-border payments mechanism mm-hmm. on behalf of large institutions. You know, if you think about trying to move money between, say, Argentina and South Africa, or, I don't know, Bolivia and Burma, it's probably impossible. Mm-hmm. The existing financial institution.
You'd have to go via various sort of extrajudiciary sort of circumstances. Yeah,
and the vast majority might even decline you. Yeah. You know, KYC AML might take months. Fees would be extortionate. You know, you send $1 million or $100 million. You know, I have no idea how much would actually arrive. With Bitcoin, that can be done in 30 minutes instantly. So it's a cross-border payment mechanism. So that'd be one. Second one is called Fedi. We invested in this company about 8 months ago. It just got picked up by Jack Dorsey for a $20 million Series A. Again, it's built on top of Bitcoin. It allows for a new type of banking model to exist that we hope will finally enable us to bank billions of people across the global south. Third one would be a company called Sonota, which uses Bitcoin as a money transmission layer again to allow energy companies to stream value the way they stream energy. So you have real-time automated payments.
Amazing. As you say, I think we're going to get into a lot of these concepts deeper in the main podcast. For the time being, Alex, great to have you here with me today.
Thank you.